Wesker in the balls 3 times.
Good start.
He actually startled a bit.
Oh, shit.
Like, he was stunned. I just hit his balls with, like, a fucking Desert Eagle. I would be, too.
No, why?
What?
Okay, I wrote down 5 things about me. I've got that already.
Oh, thank you.
Back to Maple.
Yay! All right, so... Hi, this is Bleach Man, and welcome to Random Title Podcast with my co-host, as always,
Viper.
And my other co-host,
Viper.
And the co-host,
Viper.
Whoa, Viper, you have your own clones now. Now, neither of you guys can be virgins. Lol.
That's right, because we have Tom's sister.
Oh, damn.
I'll leave that part in. And then when he hears it, he will kill me.
Wait, she hot?
Just type this in here.
Oh, Bleachman says so.
Well, I mean, look at it this way. He can't hear you right now. You could just say yes or no.
He can't hear me. He's in the room right now. Hi, Tom. What's up?
No, you don't get what I'm trying to say here. Like, do you just have to answer yes or no?
Sure.
Is your sister hot?
Alright.
1 out of 10.
7, 8.
Oh, damn.
Alright, but,
I wanna fuck his sister right now.
Yes, I am leaving that part in. Alright, so for today's podcast, we are going to talk about Resident Evil. Fuck you, Tom. Resident Evil 5, the Dragon Ball movie.
I can't wait till it comes out. It's going to be just a freaking masterpiece.
And we have seen it before, so we could tell you all about it and the $10 you're going to waste.
Exactly.
And we also have this cool little quip thing we got where we tell you 5 things about us that you probably wouldn't have figured out.
Hey!
Alright, so let's get started with Resident Evil 5.
Yes.
It sucks. Moving on.
What? 5's my baby.
Alright.
It must be really big, then.
Alright, well, Fat Man, since you have been playing it longer, I guess you can start off. What's it about and shit?
Well, essentially, it's, Chris and this new character, Sheva, they're part of this organization called the BSAA, which is essentially like they investigate like terrorist groups trying to use bioweapons, blah, 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 blah. Anyway, so they head to Africa, and they essentially find a lot of like Las Plagas type things, and they're finding this new virus called the Ouroboros. And it's like, oh, damn. And Wesker's like, I'm going to take control of the world. And then Chris is like, no.
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 No. So, that's pretty much the whole story. I mean, it's pretty awesome. I think it's very cool. It's like, it's very similar to Resident Evil 4 in terms of, you know, the action, like the shooting and stuff. The inventory can get really shitty at times, but... Like, if you get... It's just something you have to get used to. I mean, once I got used to the inventory, like, it was pretty simple and easy for me to use. It's just really cool. It's fun to play co-op online. Although, if you want to scare your experience, I would definitely suggest playing single player. But it's not really that scary, but it's just, like... It's very nerve-wracking. Especially when you don't have many recovery items. Anyway. But yeah, the game's very cool. The gameplay is nice and solid. The cutscenes are epic. Like, I had the collector's edition, so I got to see all the behind the scenes and shit. And it's very well made. They actually went to Hollywood and shit. Like, it's pretty OD. But yeah, definitely pick it up. All the extras are like make it very replayable. And I hear on Xbox Live that you can pay like $5 for like a 4-player co-op, is that true? I have no idea.
4-player co-op and also a versus mode.
Oh, well, there you go. So that's essentially what it is. So I would definitely pick it up. If you're a Resident Evil fan, I'm a Resident Evil whore. If I didn't pick this up, I would be dead.
Cool.
Oh, I give this 4.5 out of 5. Dead babies.
Okay, I was about to say what kind of... Whatever.
What kind of dead babies?
I guess essentially Fat Man spoke for me. I haven't really played that many Resident Evil games before this. It's all cool and stuff. But, I don't really find it that scary because, you know, you're practically in daylight all the time. Woo. And, the controls are kind of weird, although it'll take, like, I don't know, maybe the first stage to get used to them and stuff. But it's all cool. Cutscenes, delicious. And, yeah. I still gotta beat the game, so I could probably talk about that more as soon as I beat it. But, I'm enjoying my experience so far. It's all cool. I'm gonna give it... four happy clouds out of five.
Why are those clouds happy?
I don't
There's
know.
Nothing happy about clouds.
Well, they're all floating and shit. They're all chillax and shit. I wish I could be as chillax as a cloud. They're all like, hey, I'll just float. Yeah. Alright, moving on. Samir, you said you wanted to read something for the podcast?
All I have is my lab instructions. I can read the introduction.
Go ahead!
Acquisition of oxygen. Elimination of carbon dioxide are essential requirements for animals.
No!
Oxygen is necessary for efficient production.
Right there. No.
Of ATP.
Go on.
Me or Fatty?
Both of you. You didn't expect that, didn't you?
Production of ATP from nutrition in cells, and therefore oxygen must be delivered to cells in adequate amounts.
Please stop.
Oxygen is withdrawn from the environment of the animal's air or water by diffusion. With an animal of any size larger than 1 millimeter, in all dimensions, diffusion of oxygen to the tissues would be inadequate and provide the required...
Okay, that's enough. Your introduction sucks. You're supposed to lead into all the information, man. You don't give them everything all there in the front. You're supposed to lead into it. You don't go like, bam, here you go. Now stop reading my paper. It's utter shit. And you should stop reading your
paper. Developed respiratory organs that can...
Don't make me boot you!
That is air or water containing oxygen that can be drawn over through them. These respiratory organs are attached to a circulatory system.
I can't boot you or else I'll stop
that delivers recording. The oxygen throughout the body.
Fuck you!
Oxygen is still taking up.
Fuck you!
By diffusion, but
stop that!
Shut up!
Circulatory is so small.
Damn, that's not a word for a second.
To provide oxygen.
You bastard!
By biology.
Fuck biology. That's almost as bad as chemistry. Fuck chemistry, too. Alright, so, hold on.
I would like to do that, wouldn't you?
Cool. Alright. Alright. Next thing on agenda is the Dragon Ball movie.
Yay!
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 No.
Yay.
Video games.
Oh boy. Well, if you guys didn't know, hold on. I'm going to get up the Wikipedia page just so I can have my information concrete.
It's sexy time.
Indeed. Well, anyways, there is a live-action Dragon Ball movie, and I believe it was made by Fox?
Wait, those... Fox?
Yeah.
TV? What?
You know, Fox, the company, man.
That Republican shithole? Motherfuckers.
Yeah, no, it's distributed by 20th Century Fox.
It's all gay.
Oh, yeah.
End of the world.
Alright, well, anyways. Well, essentially, it's a live-action movie. It is coming out April 8th, but I happened to find a stream on the internet thanks to a certain website and stuff. So, me and Ellie here began watching it.
No, wait, you guys saw... Oh.
I'm sorry, Fat Man. It was about 3 o'clock in the morning, and that's past your sleepy time.
Yep.
Yeah, it is.
And, man, there's so many things wrong with the movie that...
It made me cry.
You could really sum this up in a nutshell. Let's see. Goku goes on a journey to find Master Roshi and gather the 7 mystical Dragon Balls before the evil Lord Piccolo can. Along the way, he meets Bulma, who joins them to help him in his mission. When arriving at Roshi's place, he is not welcomed with embrace, but has to fight Roshi. Roshi soon learns that Goku is a grandson of Gohan, and thus trains him to prepare for the ultimate battle with Piccolo to prevent him from collecting the powerful Dragon Balls.
Sounds legit.
Yes, but the way they executed this was utter shit.
Oh my god.
My god. Goku, whiny bitch. Piccolo, not enough screen time. Master Roshi, way too young. Bulma.
I think you're missing out the point.
No,
blue hair. Master.
No, wait, Bulma has blue hair, just a small highlight of blue hair.
Yeah.
Piccolo.
Not green enough.
He was kind of pale. He was kind of badass. He was like, hey, yo, it's Gohan's house. Let me wreck that shit up. And then he did like this hand crush shit. It's like, do you want this house? Sure, I'll have it. Crush. The whole house went down and it killed Gohan. It was badass. That was the only badass part of the movie, though.
Yeah.
Bulma wasn't bubbly enough. She was like, oh, why so serious and shit? And the movie was way fast-paced. Like, a million things happened at once.
I was like, Bleach, what the hell's going on? Please tell me.
Oh, I think they're having a fight, and now they're being the best of friends and shit.
Son of a bitch.
Yep. Also, let's see. Goku was a whiny bitch. I said that already. Piccolo, he was badass, but not enough screen time. Chi-Chi was all right.
Chi-Chi was the best actor in the movie.
I'm going to have to agree there. Yamcha was in it, and the only thing related with this Yamcha to the anime Yamcha was the voice. Like, I think they probably just hired the same voice actor, but that's it. But dude, like,
they
nothing
hired him as an actor.
Like Yamcha.
Amazing.
Yeah. Voice, spot on.
Bullets.
Yeah. And shit, like, the fighting scenes... Retarded. One-liners, fucking retarded. The movie itself was only an hour and 10 minutes.
Give or take, because there was, like, the opening missing.
Yeah, but that's probably, like, you know, 2 or 3 minutes. But,
sounds like, AIDS boat.
And the fighting, it wasn't cool at all. And, like, the Kamehameha, like...
It was very disappointing.
Dude, it was used to light candles. You don't do that!
Wait, what?
Like, there was this one part where, Goku was like, hey, I'll practice this shit. And he lights up all the candles, like, around him. And it's like, what? No! It's not a fucking fireball! It's different! And, like, he does the form all wrong. He does, like, this underhand slide shit. It doesn't work like that.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And, I can hear myself. All right.
You're going to love my nuts.
Okay. Cool. Last fight scene, that lasted only, like, a minute. They're shooting, like, fire, like, energy balls at each other. They kept missing. And then Piccolo died somehow. I forget how, though. How did he die?
The Kamehameha.
Oh. No shit. Wow. Wow, I can't believe I forgot that.
Amazing.
Yeah. And, I don't want to talk about this movie anymore. Other shit. Worst movie I ever seen. Do not, like, even think about wasting your money on this movie.
Don't buy it on DVD. Don't. Pirate it.
Do not. No. Don't even pirate it. Do not even watch the movie at all. It is an abomination to all that is Dragon Ball.
I'm going to cheat it, guys.
No animal characters? Like Anthro?
Oh yeah, there was no like what's the name of the pig again?
Oolong.
Oolong. There wasn't that.
Krillin. No, Yamcha's little cat thingy. Forgot his name.
Yeah, there was no ninja fox. I thought that guy was pretty cool. The turtle. Oh yeah, Roshi was way too young. Like
Roshi wasn't even bald. He didn't have his sunglasses. He had the shirt. That's it. And he was young.
The thing I don't get though is like Gohan was like, Roshi taught me everything I knew, and like Roshi was like 20, 30 years younger than him. I don't know. That's kind of weird.
Yeah.
Yeah. And he dies in the movie, and then Dragon Balls got used to resurrect him and shit. And then at the end of the movie, they're like, hey, let's go find the Dragon Balls again. Yeah.
Oh, God.
So there's going to be a sequel.
No.
A sequel?
No.
Over 9,000 of sequels.
No.
Oh, please say if they make a sequel, they better have the over 9,000 line.
I won't even think it would have Vegeta. That would have to, like, cover so much shit. Wow. No. That'd be horrible. No. Like
it
I said.
It don't cover anything. He just comes to Earth and just goes, over 9,000, and leaves.
I would pay $10 for that gladly. But,
same here.
But
yeah, I can save the whole franchise right now.
Yeah, but do not consider watching this movie. If you're even bored, do not watch this movie. This movie wasn't like so bad it'll make you laugh. This is just bad, utter shit. I'm giving it 0 out of 5 failures of Goku's. Oh my god, sucks! Ah!
I'll give it 1 out of 5. Young Master Roshi's. Just because of Chi-Chi. She was the best.
Fair enough.
All right. And last segment. 5 random things about us. We're doing this because we're bored. And I vote Samir first. I'm in Viper.
What?
Yeah, Viper.
What am I doing?
You are giving your 5 random thingy about bulbs.
First thing. I really hate the McDonald's commercial with the talking fish. It was funny at first, but now it's just stupid. Second thing, what's up with the Snickers ads everywhere? Before it was just like 2 commercials, like Patrick Chewing and like
Master P.
Master Peanut.
They have billboards all around the hometown.
And now when I came home, I saw a billboard that said, crap.
It said crap?
It said eat to brute. I was like, what the hell? What the hell?
Cool. That's 2 down.
2 down. I'm going to be reading more random stuff later in the podcast and other podcasts. Enjoy.
No! I forbid you from doing that.
Number 4. I would pay $10 for...
No. No. No.
Number 5.
I'm censoring that part.
Number 5. Policeman's roommates. One of his roommates, his sister. $10.
I would gladly pay $10 for a conduct bar.
That's too expensive. It's not even that good.
Good point. But, yeah. All right. Who wants to go next?
I have one more.
All right. Fine. Go ahead.
I would do anything I would do anything for love, especially...
No.
Okay, I'm done.
Pep shoes. All right. Who next? Not it.
Not me.
Not me.
Your last one, Fatty. Go ahead.
No. What about you, Steve?
I said not it.
He said not it. The first.
Shit. Okay. God, I have nowhere to start. I like classical music. Many people don't know that. Well, I think I mentioned it on one of the music episodes.
I don't know.
Shit.
Shit. I told you to write a list.
Shit, why is everything JB on B?
You know you like it.
Gurugamesh?
Gurugamesh.
Gurugamesh!
Oh yeah, I have an ungodly obsession with it. All the memes of all time that I've witnessed, from Chin Chan to Card Crusher, I swear to God, Gurugamesh just gets me every time.
I know.
It gets me every fucking time, and I don't know why. I hate it. I hate it because it gets me every fucking time.
It's like fucking Carlton, man. What the fuck? Did you ever lose a Carlton? On your wacky
Carlton. Whispers? No.
No, but just I mean, give. You have to stare at it a good 10 seconds.
That person is a genius.
But oh my god.
It's funny because they use there was a boss in Final Fantasy, I forgot which game. Its name is Gurugamesh, so they decided to go to music with that. It's all cool. All right, Fatty, two more.
Oh, actually, maybe everyone does know this. My disgusting obsession with Diet Dr. Pepper and how it will give me brain cancer in the near future. And I'm willing to do anything if the outcome is funny. Most of the time.
Including fapping on camera?
She's you know it better that. Than anyone else. So do you, Elle. So do you.
So my turn?
Yep. Yes.
Well, I like to draw and stuff. I don't know if people know. Well, obviously my demon friends will know that I listen to this podcast. No dir.
People listen to this podcast? Cool!
It's obviously just me under different IPs and stuff.
Alright. I can't check IPs, so it doesn't matter. Or could I?
Bondage.
Hey.
Well, everyone knows this. I love to drink cola. Regular cola, cherry cola, doesn't matter.
Coke or Pepsi?
I'm playing MapleStory right now.
That doesn't answer the question.
I don't care. Coke I'm going number three. I'm
playing MapleStory, guys. Don't ask me such difficult questions.
Coke, Pepsi, MapleStory.
Shut up. My favorite type of anime is romantic comedy. And I can't wait for Sunday X Magazine to come out, and we will talk about that in a little bit.
In a little bit, as in this episode, or as in when it comes out?
As this episode right now, and then more when it actually comes out.
Oh, okay. So right now?
If you want to. I mean, I've told everyone basically about it, and I spread it to like most of my friends.
Well, since you got the, I can't say audience, you got me intrigued, go ahead and talk about
it. Basically, there's this huge anime fighting game coming out. And it's basically a bunch of shonen magazine characters versus Shonen Sunday. And the reason why they're doing this is because they're celebrating, I think it was their 50th anniversary for the magazines, because both of them were published on the same day of the same year.
Night Skipper.
Yeah. And it has my favorite anime ever in it. So I have to buy it. And that's Air Gear. And everyone's reading Air Gear in here, except for Samir.
Maybe Scrub. Sickle.
Samir. And it's going to be awesome. And I don't know. You just talk about it too, Bleach.
Well,
I can't describe it. There are no words. It's just going to be awesome.
Just imagine, like, Smash Bros. With, like, all a bunch of, like, different combination of characters from different stories and mangas, animes, and whatever. But except it's more, like, in a 2D format, kind of like Street Fighter. And there's a bunch of characters from different, like, mangas, like I said. There's,
Air Gear. Hardy High School.
High School.
Negima. Getbackers. Arms.
Cyborg 009.
Yasha.
And Yasha, of course. Bunch of stuff. Yeah, I forget the rest. Some of these I don't recognize.
There's
other
a
ones.
Whole list of them.
Yeah. It's coming out for the PSP, and there's no information whether or not it's going to be Wi-Fi for it or not.
Yeah, because I don't read Japanese. I can't. I know it's going to have multiplayer of some sort. It says 1 to 4 players. That's all I can make out, but I can't see if it's online or not.
Well, I really can't see how it couldn't be online with, like, 1 to 4 players unless you're all next to each other. But that's kind of, like, old school if you use, like, some, like, link cable, kind of like for the Game Boys. But that's just stupid. So, yeah. Yep.
Anything else?
That's about it.
Taka.
Oh yeah, I got my stuff too. No one wants to hear about that, so they'll just skip me.
No.
What?
Wait, what?
What?
You have to do it too.
Really?
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
Fine. Alright, well, let's see. Number one, just recently I decided to start carrying around this blue memo book, which is really tiny and can fit in my pocket.
That's the only thing that's tiny if it's in his pocket. Oh, snap.
I know, everything else is too big. Oh, burn. Yeah, so whenever I get a random dot or something I need to remember, I just write it down. I already filled out, let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 pages. And I only had this since last Wednesday? I don't know. Can't remember when. Oh, wait, I can check that out right now. Oh, damn, I called it last Wednesday. Cool. And, yeah, it's really starting to help me remember a bunch of random shit that I wrote down. Let's see, number two. I wrote all these ideas down actually on here too. Whenever I get homesick, I end up drinking ginger ale because that's what I used to drink all the time back home.
That's what I'm drinking right now.
Holy shit, hive mind. Let's see. Number three. I have minor OCD, so I'm always playing with something in my hands.
Playing with something in your hand.
Pen, hair,
penis,
tape.
Penis.
I like eating tape.
That's the only thing he likes to eat.
Do-ho-ho. Let's see what else. Let's see. And also, I think I have random amounts of luck. Like this one time, you guys ever heard of the Norauk Oyster Fest?
No.
Oh, well, like, it's just like this giant, like, I don't know, fair thingamabob in Connecticut. And, like, it's the middle of October, so it's starting to get really cold. I was just wearing a t-shirt, so, like, there was this one booth for, radio station, they were giving away free shirts. And they had this card game thing where, like, they hold up a card and you have to guess whether it's larger or lower than the card previously. And if you win, you get a t-shirt, and it's a long-sleeve shirt. So I was like, all right, I really need a t-shirt, so let's do this. And I managed to get 5 cards in a row, guess them all right. And I was like, yeah, shirt, fuck yeah.
Congratulations.
Yeah. And, Oh, one more thing. Starting since like last Monday, things are extremely looking up for me. Like before, I was extremely lazy in school and I just slept way too long and other stuff, but things are looking up for me and that makes me happy.
Yes. And,
yep. So, yeah, that's about it. Oh, yeah, and I'm dating Amy, too. If you guys didn't know at home. Yay! Alright, so, is that about it?
I think so.
Alright, so, this is Bleach Man.
And Viper.
Oh, this is already ending?
Yeah, unless you want to go on and on.
No. Bye.
You're supposed to say your name there, Fatty.
Billy Mays.
Billy Mays! Yeah.
With Kaboom. Batman.
Ellie.
Billy Mays here.
Super strong. Super
strong.
Pee in your closet with confidence.
Super strong.
Oh, I think we have to play that song before we go.
Hold on.
Oh, yeah,
find it right
definitely.
Now.
Get it, Fatty.
Alright, shut up.
Billy Mays here breaking your back. Pounding. Super strong. Super strong. Now that's the strength of Billy Mays guaranteed. Super strong. Super strong. With the flick of a switch. But it gets even better. So stop getting out of bed every night. Just pee in the closet. With confidence. Just pee in the closet. It's that easy. And we'll send you the world's most powerful weed. And we'll send you the weed with lightning speed. Just select a bit, then lock and load. Pull the trigger, then lock and load. So you'll never have trouble claiming what's yours. Now that's the strength of Billy Mays guarantee. Do you have a drawer full of keys? Take them with you when you go hunting or fishing. And with every order, we'll also include 20 ounces of liquid.
Shit, I got like an instant message.
Yeah, I heard that. All right.
And Silu signed off with this shitty like, wake me up.
Oh, that was Silu. All right, that dick. All right, we're going to have to tell the story. Before we go, back in freshman year, this was with, me, Fatty, this guy named Silu, and a bunch of other guys from my high school. We were all, like, at Westchester Mall, and then we were at this mall place. I'm at the store, and then, like, we saw this awesome-ass treadmill, which had a TV in it. I was like, oh, shit!
All kinds of cool shit.
So then I started, like, rocking on it, and then Silu was like, hey, I want to try. So he pushed me off, and then he started walking, and then he stepped to the side, and then he heard a giant crack. And then, like, Fatty was right next to him, so me and this other kid started walking away. And then, like, Fat Man and Silu got stopped, and Fat Man, what happened there? I forget.
Essentially, we all agreed that Silu was the fatty there, and not me. Because he did look heavier than me. Therefore,
he will never be able to lose weight because he will just break things.
Yes.
Yes.
And he's not allowed in the store ever.
Ever again.
Ever.
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 Ever. Forever, ever, forever, ever! Well, you know what? This is Ram Turtle Podcast signing out.
Bleep bloop.
Doot, 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 doot.
Beep, beep. No.